your latest book. What's it about?
Well, it's about advanced Euclidean geometry. And advanced Euclidean geometry is, roughly speaking, the geometry that was done after Euclid. That leaves 2,500 years. A lot of things have been done, but there are a lot of theorems that aren't very well known because we don't get to them in high school geometry. But they're very beautiful, powerful, and interesting theorems that I think deserve to be more widely known. And that's what the book is about.
It uses GeoGebra.
That's right. GeoGebra is what's called a dynamic geometry program. This is a computer program that can be used to draw dynamic diagrams in geometry. So you can make a diagram and then you can move it and change it. So for example, you could make a triangle. You make three vertices and then connect the vertices with edges. And then I could construct the perpendicular bisector of each of the sides of that triangle. That'd be three lines. And when you do that, you see that those three lines intersect in a single point. They're concurrent. Now, you could do that by hand with a ruler and compass and so forth, but the really great thing about these dynamic geometry programs is that you can make this diagram, and then you can move the vertices around, change the shape of the triangle, and see that some of the patterns persist. So you can see in particular that those three lines always continue to meet in a single point. But in the title it says Exploring Euclidean Geometry, that's sort of the beginning of what that means, but you can pursue that exploration further. You can look at, move the vertices around, change the shape of the triangle, and you can say, you'll notice that sometimes those three lines intersect on the inside of the triangle, and sometimes they intersect on the outside, and you can do experiments to try to discover for what shape triangles is that point on the inside, for what shape triangles is it on the side of the triangle, when is it on the outside. That's a simple example, but it's the kind of exploration that you can do with a dynamic geometry program like GeoGebra. GeoGebra is not the only program like that. There are other ones, but I have reasons for preferring that one over some of the others.
But you can use your book with other dynamic...
Right. Geometer Sketchpad is probably the most commonly used one. You could certainly use the book with that one. Capri Geometry, Cinderella, these are all examples of programs that could be used. They're all called dynamic geometry programs. One of the things that distinguishes GeoGebra, the thing that appeals to me, is that it's an open source program, so it's free. And that means that every student can download the software onto their own computer and have it and use it themselves. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important that the students and the readers of the book be able to do this exploration themselves and not have to watch somebody else do it. And usually if a school uses a commercial program, they just have a limited number of copies on computers in the school lab. But with GeoGebra, the students can have it on their own laptop computer and take it with them. So it really increases the chances that they'll do it themselves, which I think is important.
Now, is this book meant to be more of a supplement to a classwork or textbook?
It could be used either way. So one way to use it would be as a supplement to a more traditional course in geometry or a more traditional textbook. In that case, you might have the course divided into two parts, a lecture part and a lab part, and this could be used as kind of a lab manual. Mm-hmm. The students would do the exploration on the lab days. But that's not the only way to use it. It can be used all by itself as a tool, a sort of a guide to explore these really wonderful theorems in advanced Euclidean geometry. So a student could use it on his own or her own. A class could use it. I actually originally designed this to be used in a class. That's how a single class, not a supplement, to another book, but of course, yes.
How did the idea of the book come about?
Yeah, I didn't set out to write a book, but I did set out to develop course materials for a different kind of course. At my college, the students take a course in what's called the Foundations of Geometry, so very carefully think through exactly what we assume in at the beginning of geometry and how different things are built on that. And that's a good course for them, especially for the future high school teachers, but I always regret the fact that it doesn't get far enough in geometry. It doesn't get very much beyond what they already have learned and studied in high school geometry. And there are all these wonderful theorems in this more advanced Euclidean geometry that they don't see. So I wanted my students to take another course in which they would, you know, go further into geometry. And also, this dynamic software is, you know, a really wonderful tool that especially future teachers should be using and should encourage their students to use. But it doesn't fit very well in a course on the foundations of geometry, because when you're studying the foundations, you're trying to do everything for yourself. You're not going to rely on a computer. You know, the software is kind of a black box. You don't know what exactly it's using. So in this first course, there's a relatively limited use for the software, but I wanted the students to have more experience with the software. At my college, and it's probably true in most places, the math major is quite tight. There isn't a lot of room for an extra course, but we have a winter term, an interim term, 3-week term between the semesters in January. And the students have space there to take a course. So I designed the course to fit in that interim term. Now, when the student takes a course that just one course at a time for 3 weeks, you can't use traditional teaching techniques. And it would be deadly dull if I stood up there and lectured for 3 hours straight. So you need a different kind of teaching, a different way of learning. And it turned out that that fit really well with this combination of the other things I wanted to do. So that I designed the course so that the students would spend the class time doing this exploration more or less on their own. So when I teach it, about half the time the students are just working independently, talking to each other. I wander around and talk to them. The other half of the time, they're presenting solutions to problems to the rest of the class. So I don't lecture at all. But that means that the material has to be very carefully prepared beforehand. You know, it took mathematicians thousands of years to discover these theorems. You can't expect students to do it on their own in 3 weeks. They have to be carefully guided through this exploration in order to get to the really interesting thing. So my role is to have it all very carefully thought through beforehand, and then to let the students do this exploration on their own as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. And just last question, have any plans to write any more books?
Not at the moment, no.
Because you've written 2 others, right?
I have written 2 other books. Yeah. I have a textbook for this Foundations of Geometry course, and then an advanced research monograph. I enjoy writing, so I might write another book, but